Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Graham Stark, Elizabeth Morgan, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. As life becomes more complex and mechanized, so the face of rural England changes. The village shop is replaced by the supermarket, the winding lane by the motorway, and the shutters go up on small railway stations. Not surprising that at Parsley Sidings, currently four trains a day, station master Heffelwhite is worried.
Staff, I have grave news. Huh? Little Nethering has been closed down.
Oh, not Little Nethering.
It is a reminder that the axe is falling on small stations, and we at Parsley Sidings are one of the smallest.
True.
They'd never close us down, would they?
They might. Our total income last week was £1.37. And 3 pesetas in the chocolate machine. I've called this meeting to see if any of you have suggestions for boosting our income.
Oh, some of the big stations have shops and things on them. Why don't we have something like, well, a hairdresser's?
Yeah, we could have a slogan. We will cut it, sun or rain, the hair you grew while you waited for your train.
Valentine, this is a serious matter.
Sorry, sir.
We could let the waiting room out for popular concerts.
I've got it. Films.
Films?
There's a story in this morning's paper.
Oh,
got it
up
here. Wait a minute. Here we are. Here we are. Joe Sims, maker of such controversial films as The Devil's in Love, he's seeking locations for his next film, Carry On Painting, about the sex life of Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh.
Says Joe. Yeah. Oh, no. Says Joe, I'm going to film this on a railway station if I can find the right one. How about that, then?
He'd never come to Parsley Sidings.
Why not? We're a railway station.
Valentine, you may have something here.
Who's in the film?
Wait a minute. Here we are. Oh. The film will star Hartley Whitney as Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh.
Yeah, and Dolly Bing returns to the screen as his mother.
Dolly Bing?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her since 1948, and we dared to do it. I saw that film 5 times. I loved that woman from The One and Ninepennies. What a breed they were, those great stars.
Yeah.
Tom Mix, Willie S. Hart, Dolly Bing, Lon Chaney.
I'd like to meet Hartley Whitney. He was in that film at the Bijou last month, Die With Your Clothes On. Oh, he's so manly and so virile.
Yes, steady, Miss Simpkins. I shall write to Mr. Sims today, sending him a few photos of our station. It's quite a good one of myself and the station hen, standing outside the amenities. A pot of homemade rhubarb jam might please him.
Yeah, he'd find it a moving thought.
Mr. Heffelwhite?
Yes?
I'm Joe Sims. You've heard of me, of course.
Oh, yes, indeed. An honour to welcome you here. Did you enjoy the rhubarb jam?
I never touch food sent through the post, since I was nearly blown up by an exploding sausage. The critics, of course. They hate me because I'm a genius.
I understand your film is about Van Gogh.
I hope to do the same for him as I did for Beethoven in my film Deaf as a Post.
I didn't see that.
In this film, I see Van Gogh as a demented figure who cuts off his ear in a shaving accident and becomes unbalanced.
Where does the railway come in?
Just after losing his ear, Vincent comes to a little German station where his brother Charlie is a ticket collector.
I thought his brother's name was Theodore.
Let's not get bogged down by trivia. Vincent asks Charlie to forge some platform tickets so he can raise money to buy canvas.
To paint on?
No, to build a tent with. This is because he can't afford the rent in a nearby hostel.
He was in a lunatic asylum.
He can't afford the rent then either. At this point, his mother, played by Dolly Bing.
But his mother was dead.
All right, his father, played by Dolly Bing. Look here, who's making this film? I could do it at Houston, you know.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sim.
His mother falls off the platform just as the train is approaching. Charlie Goff leaps on the line and saves her. Vincent is overcome by remorse, goes off and kills himself, and therefore is unable to paint again.
I see.
I'm still looking for a location and an actor to play Charlie.
There are plenty about, aren't there?
Yeah, but I'm looking for someone special. A face that expresses the hopelessness of the human situation. The complete barrenness of the soul.
I see.
I'm not sure your station's right for my picture, you know. I mean, it's too clean. In your photos, it was shrouded in gloom.
They were taken by my son, Bertrand. He forgot to remove the cover from the lens. I'm sure that once you've been round, you'll realize that this is just the place Van Gogh's brother would have chosen to work if he'd been a ticket collector. Now, this is our tannoy booth, and this is Miss Simpkins, our female porter.
How do you do?
From here, you can see right over the Vale of Wawtle, the lush green hills of rural England.
Got any slaggies?
No, but you get some lovely sound effects. The birds sing all day long.
Oh, that's not my bag. I want a bit of torment.
Well, there's always Clara trying to lay an egg.
Faithful old hen. Clara, this is Mr. Sims.
Well, it's all so peaceful. I want something decadent and low, the dregs of humanity.
Oh, what about Percy?
Miss Simpkins, you're right. Come with me, Mr. Sims. Here we are, the porter's restroom.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
I beg your pardon?
Who's this?
Valentine, our porter.
Hello, Mr. Sims. Are you? You're still looking for actors, sir.
Mr. Applewhite says you're a low-life character.
He's lying, sir. I've always been upright and honest. Trained at, well, RADA. Highly experienced.
Trained at RADA?
I used to track aircraft with it.
Oh, I'm wasting my time here. Where is the dirt and the degradation?
This is here.
Cheat.
No dice, Mr. Applewhite. I don't want a nice, clean station. I want misery and squalor. I want people hanging round full of weirdness and doubt.
You should see our commuters when the trains are late.
Just you take me to the booking office. I'll get a ticket back to London. I'm a very busy man, you know. I've got a schedule to work out. All sorts.
Now, don't make a hasty decision, Mr. Sims. Here's our booking office.
Look, the place just isn't right, right? I've got to get back to London and find an actor to play Charlie. A man whose face sums up the hopelessness of life. Single to London.
Could you hold on? I've got my nose in the ticket machine.
Look at that. That's him.
You'll have to forgive him, Mr. Sims. He's not been well.
No, that's him. That's the Charlie I've been looking for.
I beg your pardon?
That face. Look at it. Blank. The whole stupidity of the human race is stamped on that face.
Actually, it's stamped day return to Biggleswick. I've got my nose stuck in it, you see.
That's what I need. That's what I'm going to have.
You'd be better off with an ordinary cardboard ticket.
You mean you want Bertrand for your picture?
He conveys the whole emptiness of the human condition. If ever there was a Charlie, there he stands. Listen, son, do you fancy coming into films?
What are we going to see?
Marvellous!
I'm afraid I cannot allow it.
You what?
Bertrand is a railway employee. He needs permission from his station master before he can take a part-time job.
You wouldn't stand in his way. I mean, this is the chance of a lifetime.
Parsley sidings cannot run without him.
You always say I'm useless.
Be quiet, Bertrand.
Oh, I can't have him unless I make my film here.
Precisely.
Yeah. Mr. Everwhite, you're as hard a nut as I am. I'll have my crew down here tomorrow. We start shooting right away.
All the girls in the village are ever so jealous, Mr. Heppelwhite. All these celebrities on our station.
And I gather some people are getting more tangible rewards from the project. Hey, Valentine?
That's right, sir. I'm putting up the camera crew in my mum's bed at £5 each a night.
Well, what about your mum?
She's kipping in the outside toilet. Yeah, and tomorrow I move the dog in with the guinea pig and I put the props people in his kennel.
There's Hartley Whitley. Oh, isn't he gorgeous? Look at that manly chest and that tan. Oh, he smiled at me.
Contain yourself, Miss Simpkins.
He's coming towards us. Mr. Whitley, can I have your autograph?
Why not, ducky? Come along, then. Where's your book?
Oh, write it on me.
Do you want it ballpoint or lipstick?
I haven't got any lipstick with me.
It's all right, I'll use mine. There you are, amber rose. It does things for my lips. It stops the chaps.
Where's my Charlie?
Burton's in his booking office, learning his lines.
He'll be a sensation. The complete lack of everything. Talent, looks, chin. It's unbelievable.
Don't worry, Mr. Sims. Burton won't let you down.
Okay, everyone here. Right. Now, in this scene, Hartley, you cut off your ear and you come to Charlie for help.
Can I have Rouge on me lug tomorrow, Joe Love, please? I mean, this ketchup plays havoc with me here, you know. It dries up all the lacquer, you know.
No, this is going to be real. Now, act it and feel it.
Well, let's do. Right, come on now. Put on me man's voice.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie.
Great!
Charlie, don't you notice anything about me?
Hello, Vincent. Are you trying to tell me something? Camera moves left.
Cut! Look. Don't speak the camera directions. No. Just the bit where Charlie is talking.
Sorry.
What? Take two.
Charlie, I've cut off my ear.
Why did you do that?
I did it for my painting.
Wouldn't anyone lend you a brush?
Now, you see, you've got to stick to the script, Charlie. Now, from the top, bang off, take three.
Sorry.
Charlie, don't you notice anything about me?
Now, Charlie, now you just try it again, and this time, without falling over. Right, take 136. Action!
Oh, can't we rest, Joe, love, please? I mean, if I go on much longer, my voice will break.
Righto. Well, we'll leave it there for today. On set, 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Most interesting, Mr. Sims.
Yes. Would you like to do a line for me tomorrow, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Me?
All I want you to do is shout, all aboard, blow your whistle, the train leaves.
You can rest assured I shall do a good job. I can only apologise for my son's performance today.
Apologise? He is brilliant.
I beg your pardon?
I haven't seen such vacuous empathy since Buster Keaton.
Really?
I mean, I want that boy in every film I make. My next film is about Einstein, and Burton will have the title role. Mr. Heppelwhite, you may have lost a booking clerk, but the world has gained a star.
Ten o'clock, Burton. Time for bed.
Yes, Father. Oh. Can I have a nightcap?
Certainly. Take the one with the woolly bubble on it.
I've made my cocoa. Will you come up and tuck me in when I've drunk it?
No. Bring it in here. Tonight we'll have our cocoa by the fire.
Yes. Shall I bring my bed down?
Yeah, before we go to bed. It'll give my nightshirt time to wear. And also, we can have a talk.
Yes. Talk about what, Father?
I'm worried over the suggestion Mr. Sims made to you today about going into films. The bioscope is a brief and unpredictable career.
Mr. Sims says he'll give me a 10-year contract.
And after that, what? Discarded on the scrap heap. But too late then to return to the railways. The ashes of fame have a bitter taste, Burton.
Oh.
I, too, have been offered a role in this film, yet it hasn't turned my head. There's more to life than fame, Bertrand. There are the railways. And in particular, parsley sidings.
But I want to be somebody. I want to go places and see things.
Well, there's Biggleswick. Chidwick come Pipkin. Remember, son, this station has been in our family for generations.
I don't want to stay with the railways.
What? Bertrand, you can't.
I want to go into films.
You wish to throw away the Heppelwhite heritage?
Yes.
I see.
Will you tuck me in bed?
Very well. But my heart won't be in it.
Right, Mr. Heppelwhite, let's have you beside the train.
Now, how do you see me in this role, Mr. Sims?
Just shout all aboard and blow your whistle. Is the engine driver ready? Good. Action, take one.
All who are going aboard...
Cut! Just stick to the script, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Well, I thought it gave the role more character.
No, thank you. Action, take two.
All aboard!
Right. Thank you, Cut. Thank you, Miss Applewhite. Cut. Thank you. Cut. Lovely. Very good.
Don't you want me to do it again?
No. That was fine. That was okay. Anyway, I'll gather Jolly Bing's just arrived.
Jolly Bing? Good gracious. This woman is my idol, as I told you. A symbol of feminine purity.
Josie, darling.
Hello. Jolly. This is Mr. Applewhite, the station master.
A great privilege to meet you, Miss Bing.
Any gin, Josie? I'm dry as bone.
Turn all off. We're not quite ready for you yet. Perhaps Mr. Heppenwhite would look after you till we've got the scene set up.
Oh, I should be honoured. Miss Bing, would you care to accompany me to the buffet?
Licensed, is it?
No. But we do rather a fine currant bun, which I'm sure you'll enjoy. You come this way, Miss Bing. The buffet is over here. Here we are. Two cheeses. And I brought you an extra packet of sugar. Where shall I put the currant bun?
Anywhere, darling. I'm not much for buns.
I must tell you at once that I've been a great admirer of yours. Mm. I used to gaze at you on that silver screen and think, there is the perfect woman.
Are those sandwiches cheese?
Hmm? Yes.
Well, bang us over a couple, ducky.
Of course. I covered my wall with your pictures, you know. Oh, it all seems so long ago.
Do you mind?
No, I didn't mean that. You still look as young as ever, Miss Bing. Especially now we're indoors.
Charming.
When I saw you in Give Me Tomorrow, you seemed to look out of the screen, directly at me. And your eyes glazed over. It was magnificent acting. I often wondered how you did it.
Well, I just come back, you see, from a saucy weekend with a team of acrobats, and I just kept falling asleep. They were amazing, sweetie. You know, there was one who used to say...
Would you care for a rose?
That's almost what he used to say.
I was wondering, Miss Bing, if you're not otherwise engaged this evening, if you'd like to accompany me to partake of a little light supper at the Robin Redbreast tea rooms. Tablecloths are always very clean.
Well, I might, but I usually go down to the boozer with the lads. Oh, here's Josie. And who's that gormless goof with him?
That's Bertrand. He's playing your son in the film.
My son? Can you imagine what sort of parents would produce an idiot like that?
Yes. I'm his father.
Sorry, Doc.
Right, Charlie, we're all set up now. This is the scene. This is the scene where you fall on the line, and Charlie here jumps down and rescues you from in front of the train.
Excuse me. Did you say I have to jump in front of the train?
Yeah.
No one said that before.
Well, I mean, it's quite safe. I mean, we use the film company train. It'll stop just short of you.
How will you make sure it's the film company train?
Well, Mr. Applewhite and I are off now to speak to your signalman.
Put your faith in Bradshaw, Bertrand. He won't let you down. Morning, Bradshaw.
Master Horace. Welcome to my signal box.
This is Mr. Sims from the film world. He's a producer.
A seducer, you rascal.
Are you sure this man's reliable, Mr. Applewhite?
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Even though he is getting on a bit.
Pardon?
He said you're getting on a bit.
But make sure I don't have any opportunities.
Mr. Sims is here to make a film. Films. Acting.
Acting? Here. I know all about acting.
Do you?
Right. I used to be in the Parsley Opera and Drama Society. P.O.D.S. The Pods, we call ourselves.
Pods?
Then we had to drop it because the vandals kept changing our posters.
Bradshaw, they're now rehearsing a scene that's going to involve a special film company train.
Oh.
It should be all over before any real trains arrive. But if the 11:26 gets here early, I want you to hold it.
You want me to what?
Hold it!
How long for?
No, just a few minutes.
Oh, that's a relief.
Are you quite sure the signalman's up to it?
Bradshaw won't let you down.
Here. I shan't let you down, sir. Not now I'm taking the remedy.
What remedy?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. You see, I get this horrible pain all the way up the stripe of my trousers here. Then doctors give me half an onion a day to rub all over it.
Half an onion? The doctor's a quack.
Oh, I got great faith in him, John. After all, you know, he cured my eye trouble.
What trouble was that?
Well, every time, John, I drank a cup of tea, I got this stabbing pain in my right eye.
How do you cure that?
He told me to take the spoon out of the cup.
Hello, Bert.
Hello, Gloria.
Well, this is your big moment.
Yes?
Mr. Heppelwhite tells me you're going to be an actor.
Yes. Do you want my autograph?
No, thank you.
Oh.
Does it mean you'll be leaving Parsley Siding?
Yes, I'm going tomorrow morning. Mr. Sims is taking me to London to play Einstein. I wonder what sort of game it is.
Einstein was a man.
Oh. I wonder what I'm playing him at.
Einstein is dead.
I should beat him pretty easily then.
Bert, when you're a big star, will you ever come back to Parsley Sidings? I'll miss you.
Will you?
I should have said this before. I like you, Bert. If ever you need me, I'll be waiting here for you.
Need you for what, Gloria?
Anything! Anything!
Anything? You mean even...
Oh, Bert, yes!
I've never done it before, Gloria.
You never told me you wanted to.
Well, can I do it now?
Oh, Bert, yes!
Do you want it with a pen or a pencil?
Pardon?
My autograph. I've never signed an autograph before.
Autograph? I don't want your mouldy autograph.
All right, everyone. This is the big thing. Jolly, you rush onto the platform. Correction, you stagger onto the platform. Looking for Vincent. Charlie tells you his brother's cut his ear off. You're horrified, and you fall off the platform down onto the line. Charlie, you see the train is coming. You jump onto the line, scoop her up in your arms, and leap to safety.
Say she's too heavy for me to lift.
Watch it, Pinhead.
The train is going to stop before it gets to you.
Father said he'd be here to watch.
Well, you see, I've had all the spectators cleared from the platform. Your father's watching from his office window.
Oh.
Right. Fred, cue the engine driver. Charlie, you're on. Your line, Jolly. Take one.
Charlie, tell me, what's Vincent done?
He's cut his ear off.
Oh, my son! My son! Why did you do it? Why?
Oh, look at that. She did that falling off the platform well.
Yes, practice, dear.
Oh, look, there's a train in the distance. And there goes Bert. He's gone down after her.
Well, at least he's landed on something soft.
He dived head first.
That's what I mean. Didn't like his posture, though. He should have flexed his biceps like I do.
Oh! Hartley! That's the wrong train!
What?
It's a diesel.
No.
That's not the company train. It's the Biggleswick Express.
Oh, that's nasty.
Well, they're both on the line and it isn't going to stop.
No.
Help! Oh, Hartley, do something.
Yes, I will. I think I'll faint.
Oh. It's gone through. It must have hit them. What's happened? Is Bert all right?
Yes, Miss Simpkins. He's all right. Jolly Bing picked him up and carried him clear just in time.
Oh, great, great. The mother rescues the son. A true symbol of human dilemma. We'll just do it again to make sure I've got their facial expressions.
If he asked Dolly Bink to do that again, he went off get some facial expressions off. <on. laughs>
I can't brace you got it all wrong here, Mr. Applewhite.
He thought we meant the 11:26 at night.
Oh, well, no harm done, I suppose. Joe Sims got his picture, Dolly got a crate of gin, and Bert's got his film career.
They'll be well on their way to London by now.
Bert never even said goodbye.
Stiff up a lip, Miss Simpkins.
Cheer up, Gloria. Look, I'll buy you a packet of raisins from the machine, eh? Come on. I've still got a potato left.
Oh, it's no use, Percy. I'd give anything for him to walk through that door.
Hello.
Right, I'll take it now.
Oh! Bert!
Burton, what are you doing here? Why aren't you out making films and being somebody?
I don't want to be run down by trains.
Well, that's understandable.
And as Einstein, Mr. Sims wanted me to discover the theory of relativity. It might be dangerous, so I've come back to ask if I can stay here.
Oh, lovely.
Bertrand, welcome back. Valentine, open the cowslip wine.
Yes, sir.
The prodigal has returned to Parsley Siding.
Assisting the passage of British Rail from Parsley Sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heffelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Valentine, Bradshaw, Clara and Hartley Whitney, Liz Fraser as Gloria, Ian Lavender as Bert, Graham Stark as Joe Sims and Elizabeth Morgan as Dolly. The programme was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor.